A New Source review case leads to the most expensive environmental settlement in history, while a massive water infrastructure bill heads to the White House, where President Bush has threatened to veto. Today is October 12, 2007, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.
In a settlement that could total up to $4.7 billion, the Justice Department announced it has come to terms with American Electric Power for that company's longstanding NSR violations. The company has agreed to cut 813,000 tons of air pollutants annually at an estimated cost of more than $4.6 billion. AEP also will pay a $15 million penalty and spend $60 million on projects to mitigate the adverse effects of its past excess emissions. The company claimed that changes made at their facilities fell under routine maintenance, but in the lawsuit filed in 1999, the plaintiffs proved that the New Source Review provisions of the Clean Air Act applied to the upgrades. An unprecedented coalition of 8 states and 13 citizen groups joined the federal government in the settlement. EPA on Thursday announced plans to develop regulations to establish a clear path for geologic sequestration, a process of injecting captured carbon dioxide in deep rock formations for long-term storage. Once completed, the agency said, the regulations will ensure there is a consistent and effective permit system under the Safe Drinking Water Act for commercial-scale geologic sequestration programs. EPA has been investing a lot of energy toward carbon sequestration research in recent years. The agency plans to propose regulatory changes to the underground injection sequestration program in the summer of 2008. Coming up, scientists in Italy claim to have discovered a method for the remediation of asbestos, and Congress and the President square off over $20 billion in water infrastructure programs, after a word from our sponsor.
ESS provides world-class compliance solutions for total emissions management and greenhouse gas reporting. Collect, monitor, report, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions for all operations across your enterprise with ESS software and services. Find out why more than 30% of the EPA's top environmental performers are clients of ESS by visiting www.ess-home.com/discover.
Scientists at the University of Torino, Italy, may have found a way to remediate asbestos. Published in several environmental journals, the researchers say they have developed a new procedure that could break down asbestos fibers in soil and water. The researchers managed to degrade chrysolite, the most common form of asbestos, using a combination of oxalic acid and ultrasound treatment. Oxalic acid acts as a chelating agent, binding to the magnesium in the asbestos. Together with ultrasound, this disrupts the mineral structure, breaking down the long fibers that make the asbestos species carcinogenic. The resulting product is mainly an amorphous solid, with small amounts of mineral fibers that are unregulated and believed to be harmless. Next week, Congress's large water resources bill is expected to head to the White House, but President Bush made it known this week that he plans to veto it on arrival. As it stands, the bill provides for $23 billion to be spent on projects to improve U.S. water infrastructure. The bill passed both the House and Senate by a wide majority and enjoys bipartisan support. The president claims, however, that many of the small projects in the bill are essentially pork, and asks for a slimmed-down $5 billion bill that focuses only on major projects. Many of the projects in question would help municipalities make infrastructure improvements, particularly in areas with burgeoning populations or aging systems. But budget hawks believe that many of the small projects are unreasonable and claim representatives were bought off with projects in their districts. If vetoed next week, an override in Congress is very likely. The bill won much more than the required two-thirds majority in both the House and Senate. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and ESS, we thank you for listening.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.